Item one is a subdivision and rezoning at 1101 to 1121 Wabasha Street under file DASZ 31 of 2013. Mr. Chairman, I have the applicants, the City of Winnipeg is registered.
All right. John Zabudney and Barry Lewis from UNISCA are coming up.
There's no one else. Is there anyone else for item one? Seeing no one else.
Oh, no, head of the table.
Oh.
Wrong side. Nice try. Doesn't work that way. Good evening. Again, this is a public hearing that's being digitally recorded. If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
John Zabudney. Second floor, 65 Gary.
Very good.
John, maybe we can jump right into the application. I don't think, is there anybody else who is registered on this matter other than the city? Is there any?
No, just John and Barry.
So there's nobody from the community in the room?
Anybody who's here regarding the item on Wabash, that's the arena site?
Wabasha.
Anybody? Wabasha. Anybody? Anybody? Hear none?
Okay. I just want to, I read the report, so it's pretty self-explanatory and straightforward. The question, the one question I had was the, and it's actually more in the planner's report, but I believe it's part of yours, is the 60-foot building height limit. Now, normally, RMFL would not have that, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Yes.
So, what was, like, the thinking on the 60 feet? Do we need that there? I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of the city is going to rezone this, right?
Yes.
This is going to go on to council if it's dealt with today. And then you could almost probably market the lands concurrently, assuming that council will, you could market it. If we dealt with it today, you could potentially market it tomorrow.
Councilor, yes. When we deal with it today, we will start preparing our marketing package on the assumption that council will approve it.
Right.
And then the rezoning and servicing requirements would kick in, I believe, and be active for up to 2 years. And we would be putting the onus on a future purchaser to complete all that. But the property will be rezoned to multifamily.
Okay. Now, so I'm just wondering on that, what was the 60 feet, like not 80, for example? 80 would be 10 stories, correct?
Yeah, I defer to Mike.
80 would likely be about 8 stories. Generally, you allocate about 10 feet
per
story.
I'm a city councilor, not very good at math. Anyway, okay, yeah, okay.
And an architect,
yeah.
And chair of finance, though.
Yeah.
So, anyways, our thinking with the height limit was that, you know, it's surrounded by single-family homes. We felt there was a need to be, you know, sensitive to an extent about potential building height. RMFL would allow you to go up to 150 feet in the air, which is 15 stories.
Oh, really? It would allow you to go to 150 feet?
Under RMFL.
Based on the density that's there now? Like on this, like,
yeah, based on the zoning rights.
Okay, all right.
So we felt, you know, certainly that was excessive.
But realistically, if somebody's going to build, like from what I'm talking to people in the private sector, if you're going to build something, you're either going to go 4 stories or 4.5 stories, depending on what you do with the parking under, you know, the parking underneath, or you're going to go to the next level, which is the 8 stories. Because you're now looking at concrete construction, and I'm assuming, like, you know, with that, like, I don't know, to make the numbers for them work for concrete construction, you know, at that point. You know, anything higher than anything, like 6 is almost like, they wouldn't do 6, basically, go higher or maybe even beyond that, so.
Right, yeah, generally we envision, you know, something like, as you said, 4.5 stories would likely be built on the site. So the question was, well, do we limit it 40, 45? And that we felt, you know, we didn't want to create the regulations so tight that, you know, maybe they want to come in at instead of 42 instead of 40. And then we have to deal with this.
They have a peak roof or something.
So we wanted to avoid any sort of awkward zoning agreement amendment, potentially. So we said 60. 60 aligns with the maximum height of RMFL medium, or RMF medium.
I see.
So that's where 60 came from.
Okay. But when we went to the open house, when the open house was held earlier this month, or was it last month? Anyway, so what was shown? It was shown RMFL, was it not?
It was shown RMFL as a four-story building, right, if I recall.
Okay. But RMFL was shown, right, at the
right.
open house. So it's
right.
not as if RMFL wasn't shown.
Correct.
Well, I mean, realistically, I mean, John, in your opinion, as somebody who deals with real estate all the time, and you market the site, I mean, the buildable product, like, what would you see happening in terms of the response you would get? I know you don't want to necessarily preclude what you would want to see the market respond to, but here, in terms of this, and we want to get the highest value we can, of course, for the site, to reinvest into the recreation in the area for the outdoor pools. And a recreational facility. So what would be, in your mind, a typical response to this?
Well, again, the more density certainly is going to impact the capacity of the water to provide fire protection and so forth, and there are provisions in here that the future developer will have to satisfy the city that its development either the water can support it or enter into servicing agreements to upgrade.
Okay.
So if, again, I look to Michael as the planner with regard to, you know, the height restriction, but certainly if we can get more density on the property, value goes up. So Michael, you say that 60 feet is how many stories?
About six.
Six,
yeah. Or six stories.
Is there going to be underground parking?
There could be.
Yeah.
There could not be. Zoning bylaw doesn't necessarily regulate one way or the other, underground versus surface parking.
Certainly, Councillor, if you want to add to that, I have no objections.
Add feet?
Mm-hmm.
I just I'm wondering here if, in terms of this, so you're saying that it's not necessarily, what I'm hearing you saying, John, the 60 feet is not going to, will it affect your value or will it not in terms of marketing this? Will it affect it negatively or will it, or is it really neutral? Because the reality is with what you just said with regards to the water pressure and the issues there, that it may be null and void because you're going to be, if they have to go, let's say, to 8 stories or 10 stories, they're going to have to do a big upgrade in terms of water pressure, like, you know, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing you saying.
Yeah.
Or is it that, is water an issue there? Like,
it may be from what I'm hearing. Again, it's somewhat neutral right now. But again, even if we move forward with this at 60 feet and we market the property and someone comes to us and says, you know what, I'd like to go higher, and they're giving us the right money and something that we're prepared to move forward on a sale, we can always have that amended as part of our report dealing with the sale of the property.
Oh.
You know?
But wouldn't that go to a public hearing then?
It would require going to a public hearing as a zoning agreement amendment.
Okay, yeah.
So it would have to be another public hearing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I guess what I would like to know is if this does not, there's nobody in opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no changes made. This goes then via the priority rezoning process, correct?
Correct. I would actually be able to send it to the PND meeting to get it published for this Friday.
Well, we can go to PND, actually.
To the next EPC meeting.
If there's
next
no changes.
Week. If there's no changes.
Correct. If there's no changes.
Yeah.
It would go to EPC when?
The next meeting.
The third.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would go right to council. So either way, it would be getting
second test council.
Yeah. It's still the 17th, no matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah. So still the 17th. Okay. Well, knowing full well that there's a fire issues there, and knowing also full well that we're not sure in terms of water pressure. Is that what it is? The water pressure. But in terms of the fact that we are, it's a balancing act. We did advertise it at a four and a half story building, but we also did go to the open house with the fact that we did say RMFL.
Yeah.
And the concept was four. and knowing the reality, though, of what the market is prepared to do or not do, you know, I'm going to move, anyway, I'll move closure of delegations. I know what I'm going
to do. Okay, thank you very much, John. Anybody whose name is not the call, wish to speak in support? Support? Opposition?
Before you go, John, if it's possible, Mr. Chairman, John, you can market the site like now, rather than wait till the 17th.
Oh.
You know it's going to be coming forward. So
that's our intentions. I'll have staff working on creating the package and getting things moving forward.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
This is the critical meeting.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks very much. Okay. All right.
Nobody else on this matter? Very good.
All right. I'm going to move that the public services report be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.